Good morning. This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. A house destroyed in a fire this morning. A man found hanging at his home. Director of the Child Care Board says the new child care bill expands the board's ability to protect children in Barbados. A human rights expert and DLP spokesperson wants protection for parents included in the bill. And the Guyanese teenager allegedly behind a deadly school dormitory fire charged with multiple murders. I'm Carol Toppin. The details just ahead. One wooden house was destroyed in a fire this morning at Halls Village, St. James. Acting Station Officer Bourne, who responded to the fire, tells Starcom Network News the house was unoccupied at the time. A man was found hanging at his home at Ellis Village, St. Michael, last night. In a statement, the police said they responded to his residence about 7:30 p.m. and upon arrival saw the body of a male hanging from the ceiling of his bedroom. Police say investigations are continuing into this matter. The new child protection bill will strengthen the Child Care Board's ability to deal with the issue of child abuse in the country. Speaking during a special discussion on the bill on VOB's Down to Brass Tacks program, Director of the Child Care Board, Roseanne Richards, stressed the new legislation enables them to do a lot more for the protection of children in Barbados.
The proposed legislation would give the Child Care Board a lot more leg room to operate, because when you look at the previous legislation, the Child Care Board Act, it is a bit inadequate. And this new legislation, it gives us more detail on how we intervene, investigate, bring children into care if they have to go to court to get that happen, how we proceed, and the variety of care orders.
She highlighted the new legislation also gives the court more options to deal with child abuse cases.
Section 32 speaks where the court is satisfied that a child brought before it by the director is a child in need of care and protection. The court may make the following orders: a care order, a child assessment order, a compulsory assistance order, a contact order, a counseling or treatment order, a custody care order, an emergency protection order, a recovery order, a residential protection and treatment center order, a supervision order, a support service order, an order to accept undertakings. So this new legislation gives us a wide array of orders that we can go to the court and apply for in the interest of that child's safety and protection.
Director of the Child Care Board, Roseanne Richards. A human rights expert is calling on government to ensure that parental rights are also part of the new child protection bill. Felicia Dujon was speaking during a special discussion on VOB's Down to Brass Tacks program.
I would just like to very quickly again highlight the fact that parental rights must be included. Why? Because there are very much instances where the state and parental rights can collide. So interpretation, it says, ensures the best interest of the child, but there it does not consider who is the best interpreter. Is it the state or is it the parents? So my position and the position of the DUP is also to ensure that parental rights are protected in this legislation. And it is important that we do that.
Human rights expert Felicia Dujon. Meantime, President of the Democratic Labour Party, Dr. Ronnie Yearwood, is appealing to Barbadians to learn other ways to discipline children other than using corporal punishment. He was speaking at the joint zonal meeting at the Dighton Griffith Secondary School on Sunday.
And then on top of the head, when you talk about no corporal, and corporal punishment is not banned. Foolishness. If you read the bill, corporal punishment is banned. And they have no problem with that because it should be the child. Never sit so straight up to anybody and never challenge you to tell politics to do. We need to change as a country. Stop passing on trauma to your children. Drop the ways of slavery. Why should you pass on the trauma that you had? Just because you get me, no more making children. Learn other ways of parenting.
President of the Democratic Labour Party, Dr. Ronnie Yearwood. Consultant pediatrician with the Barbados Child Obesity Prevention Coalition, Professor Anne St. John, is concerned that some parents do not see the harm in their children consuming salty foods and sweetened beverages. In a statement to Starcom Network News, Dr. St. John stated, while they were pleased with the implementation of the school nutrition policy, the response from a small number of parents is worrying.
The Barbados Childhood Obesity Coalition is encouraged by the fact that the school's nutrition policy was launched and implemented for term 3 of the academic year. The response has been encouraging across the board. However, we are concerned about the response by some parents, be it a small number so far in the public domain, who are stating that children should be able to eat and drink what they want.
She says parents must guide their children on healthy food options.
Statistics show that prevention is far better than cure, and at the level of $375+ million per year being spent in non-communicable diseases, we are of the view that children, especially young children, should not be given the option to choose what they want, but guidance provided by parents and schools, menus to try to ensure where possible that consumables are healthy, they contain far less salt, definitely less sugar, and low fat.
Consultant pediatrician and lead policy champion with the Barbados Childhood Obesity Prevention Coalition, Professor Anne St. John. The Barbados Association of Creatives and Artists, BACA, is concerned with the quality of music produced by local artists for Crop Over. President of BACA, Colin Spencer, believes that greater effort and research are needed if artists want to reach the international market.
Most of what I've heard so far is what we've been producing for the past 5 to 10 years or so is driven by lines pertaining to partying and drinking and whining. Some of the songs have sexually explicit lyrics, and it's really too much. Although at this stage, being approaching the end of May, it's probably too early to gauge what will happen in a week, 2 weeks' time. We need to drive the party's effect by more than what I am hearing. It's just a matter of spending more time creating music for what I would call the export market, music that can reach foreign lands.
He encourages artists to communicate with veteran artists in the field who have succeeded in getting their music past the Caribbean.
It's important to get out there and have these conversations, because we cannot and should not narrow the music to just sexually explicit lyrics. Take, for example, what Beres Hammond has done with reggae music, songs of love. Everyone can relate to love. So I think that what Statement was doing in the early stages when he first came out, more of that type of lyrics should be produced in order to go beyond our shores.
As president of the Barbados Association of Creatives and Artists, Colin Spencer. International soca artist Machel Montano is concerned about the high cost of travel in the region and stressed the importance of people being able to access Caribbean islands easily. Mr. Montano, who was in Barbados over the weekend for a Caribbean Airlines rebranding event, told Starcom Network News that the airline is aware of these issues and will be addressing them.
This is something that Caribbean Airlines is very aware of. Even when we worked on the Welcome Home campaign and we had our voice and myself and Sasco, you know, we expressed to them the fact that soca music and carnival is now synonymous with the entire Caribbean, and we need to be able to access each other easily. I think people have been having problems traveling between Caribbean Airlines, having to go to faraway destinations and take connecting flights. And we know what happened in the past 2 years with traveling the Caribbean. So I just think that Caribbean Airlines is fully focused on that, fully aware, because they interact with us, the musicians. They understand music, they understand culture, and they understand that they have to step up and play the roles. And this is them reaching out for people to know that they are aware and they're going to be working on it.
International soca artist Machel Montano. Finally, the teenage girl who allegedly started a deadly fire in a school dormitory in Guyana has been charged with 19 counts of murder. The 15-year-old girl was charged as an adult yesterday for the death of 18 mostly indigenous girls and one 5-year-old boy at a school in the city of Madea. The Guyana Chronicle, a daily newspaper in the country, reported that the teen appeared by video before Diamond Magistrates Court in the capital, Georgetown. She was not required to plead to the charges at the hearing, but the court did affirm the teen would be held in custody at a juvenile holding center until further proceedings could take place. Recapping the headlines. A house destroyed in a fire this morning. A man found hanging at his home. Director of the Child Care Board says the new child care bill expands the board's ability to protect children in Barbados. A human rights expert and DLP spokesperson wants protection for parents included in the bill. And the Guyanese teenager allegedly behind the deadly school dormitory fire charged with multiple murders. And that was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network is a member of the OCM Group. And you can listen to the latest news or catch up on news stories at starcomnetwork.net. You may also WhatsApp Add Me to 246-2566-397 to receive breaking news. The next newscast is at 8:30. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.